BetSmart principles of punting success. Don't confuse poor execution with poor strategy. There's not a punter alive that doesn't periodically question their approach, think about smarter ways they can be doing things, ways to find a new or better edge. It's a natural way to think when you play the game on a regular basis, especially when you're going through a losing run. There's no doubt that constant improvement and evolution is essential for long-term success as a punter. In the last decade, my own approach, ideas, and strategies have evolved in a number of different ways. To be honest, the need to do that is one of the most challenging parts of punting, but it's also one of the most enjoyable. The challenge, though, is to make sure that if you are searching for new edges or strategies, that it's not simply because you're failing to execute your current strategy well. I often have punters ask for advice on a new strategy because they aren't enjoying success with their current approach. And when I dig a little deeper, their strategy is actually quite sound. The reason they aren't having success is either they interpret a losing run as being a sign of a poor strategy rather than just a natural part of the game, even if you have the best strategy in the world, or more importantly, they're simply failing to execute their game plan well. By that, I mean they reveal different events where they might have changed their mind about a bet at the last minute for what was really a poor reason, often including horses they'd previously ruled out, or passing on others that they're initially confident in. They went outside their core strategy to find other bets. They made poor staking decisions, perhaps chasing losses, which they later regretted. If you aren't achieving the results you want, assuming they're realistic, and your betting is characterized by some of these things, then that's not a weakness in your strategy that's preventing you from better results. It's a weakness in your execution. It's very important to make that distinction. Is my strategy flawed? Or is it my execution of that strategy that is letting me down? Don't fall into the trap of being a punter continuously on the search for a new method, the magic strategy or approach that will bring you success, if the actual problem is your inability to consistently execute your game plan well. You're not addressing the cause of the problem, and you'll end up locked in that cycle for your entire punting career. Good businesses and elite sporting teams place so much emphasis on the concept of execution at every stage. Getting all the little things right, knowing that if they do that, the results will eventually land in their favor, even if there are some ups and downs along the way. They know that sometimes they need to review and adjust their strategy, but the focus is always on execution. Punting is exactly the same. Execution covers everything from your decision-making process to determine bets, your ability to make good decisions that minimize your regret, getting a good price, which is essential to profit, putting results and individual events in perspective, dealing with losing runs and winning runs appropriately, and so on. That is all part of the game plan needed to be a winner. So the key point is that continuously improving as a punter and thinking about ways to make better, more profitable decisions is an integral part of the game. But don't make the mistake of always looking for a new strategy when it's your poor execution of your current strategy that is actually holding you back. Learning to execute well is a key capability of all successful punters. And it's only once you're sure you can do that that you really should start to question your strategy and look for something new. If you're looking to change because of poor execution, then the reality is that you could be giving up on a strategy that would otherwise prove profitable for you.